This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
You both have had plenty of experience,
yeah.
And you work alongside each other in center and outside of center, which is great. And I just want to hear from experienced electricians like yourself, what are the main benefits of the electrical professions?
Well, like money, basically money.
Money,
yeah.
Money, yeah. Definitely money. Why would you want to stay stacking shelves or driving a little van around for £7 an hour when you could possibly get, well, endless amount. You're talking 1,400. We worked for a firm and you were doing 12 hours a day, but they were paying us £1,400 for 4 days. Why would you want to do £7 an hour?
Well, that's perfect.
You don't get that everywhere. You don't get that every day. But we had that for about 5 months. You get different, but a basic rate is £15 an hour. Why work for seven when you can work for 15?
That's a perfectly valid reason to change career and pursue an electrical one.
Everybody's got to work. So if everybody's got to work, do you want to work for a pound or do you work for £100? It's a no-brainer, isn't it?
What do you think of that, Stephen? What are the main benefits of the electrical profession?
Ever since I've got into the electrical, I have never, ever looked back. Something always turns up. There's always... someone always wants something done in electrical, whether it's a socket, a switch, a replacement, shower, whatever. Once you've learned the trade, there's always money to be made. And that's down to the individual. If you want to go out and make money, you go out and make money. If you're quite happy to do a week's work for a company, then that's up to you. But all I'm saying is, you only get out what you put in. So if you want to work 100 hours a week, you'll get paid 100 hours a week, but you'll get paid at a decent rate.
Have a good laugh money as well, don't you?
Oh, you do. It's good camaraderie with all the fellas on site and that. We have great lots of fun. It's not only serious, it can be quite comical at times. You know, ribbing the apprentices and just slagging everybody off, basically. Fighting the system.
There's two of us on the job at the moment, isn't there?
Yeah. That's a strange sense of humor, but basically what you're saying is that fair pricing and fair play will always find a solid market for your business.
Yeah, and it will.
Yeah.
Do you have anything to add for people who would like to pursue that career in the future? What would you say to those people?
The only thing I'll say, if you start it...
finish it, yeah.
Finish it.
Don't start it and not see it through. Don't see it and see it through. I'm a classic example. I didn't see it through because I could earn more money, but I've still had to come back and finish it.
Yeah.
The way that it's going, everybody out there, well, I got mates of mine that started it and haven't finished it, and they're all saying they need to go back, they need to go back, they need to go back. It's getting harder and harder. You need to start it and finish it.
Well, Jamie, thank you very much for sharing this advice.
Thank you
very much to your father as well. We wish you best of luck when you finish your courses and when you become fully qualified. The best of luck with running your successful business.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.